Good evening. Hope you had an awesome day. So the talk of the town these few days is about the upcoming solar eclipse, which can be seen entirely in Niagara Falls, weather permitting, of course. Now, as we have been on this 2711 journey, we've come to realize that everything, but I mean everything, is discussed about in the Torah. And there are sources that speak about the meaning of, let's say, earthquakes, of which one was just felt in New York on Friday. And the Talmud also talks about, eclipses, both solar and lunar ones. Now, when it comes to solar eclipses, as we are going to have on Monday, the Talmud in Tractate Sukkah says that the significance of a solar eclipse is actually a bad omen for the enemies of the Jews. See, one of the reasons given for that is because the moon represents the Jewish people. In fact, just this Shabbos, we read about the mitzvah of how we sanctify the new month using the cycle of the moon. And the sources say that the nations of the world are represented by the moon, as they count their cycle of time based on the solar calendar alone. Now, there are many reasons that the Jewish people are compared to the moon. One of them being is that we go in cycles. Sometimes we're in full glory. Other times we're nearly disappearing, but we always come back. And so it's explained that when there's a solar eclipse, when the moon is blocking the sun, in essence, what is being communicated is that it's a time where the Jews have the potential to block and beat out their enemies. Now, however, if ever we need a time to overpower and block out our enemies, I believe this is the time. It doesn't just happen on its own. It's an omen that there's a time that that could happen, and we have to put in our effort, our prayer, our voices. So let's pray that we merit to see not only the moon eclipsing the strength of the sun, but also the Jewish people eclipsing the forces of their enemies. And on that note, wishing you an awesome night, and I look forward to seeing you tomorrow.